chaos was beginning to break out in the Horde ranks, as the rats, realizing that they were the only ones light enough for the crows to lift into the air, started panicking. Pushing and shoving at weasels, stoats and ferrets, the rats tried to occupy the centre of the marching masses, where the crows dared not fly down upon them. Horde beasts fought the rats viciously, claiming the centre spot for themselves and their families, some with young ones. The crows, however, did not have it all their own way. Archers and sling beasts began a relentless barrage of stones and shafts at the dark-winged harassers. As night fell, Swart was forced to make camp. A burning ring of fires in the open surrounded the horde, stopping the crows picking off any beast on the fringes. Half the soldiers were ordered to stand upright, pointing spears, javelins and long pikes at the sky, while the comrades rested until it was time to relieve them. Swart ordered Nightshade to sneak off under cover of darkness and scout ahead for a possible solution to their dilemma. Crackalat and his brethren squatted out of range of the campfires. Bonebeak gave her husband no peace as she constantly berated him.
Macaw! Vengeance is a fool's idea. What good will it do us when we are all dead? You have slain enough of the land crawlers to pay for your mother's life 10 times over. Our brethren must get on with the business of living. We must find new homes. If you get us all slain, who will be left to say what brave birds we were? What a courageous fool Crackalat was! Ka-chah!
She followed the crow commander as he waddled angrily between the sleeping brethren, trying to shake her off.
Ah-ha! Give your feathers a rest and your nagging beak too,
he snapped.
I will say when I have had my revenge on the vermin. The brethren follow me. My word is law here. Now leave me alone.
The night wore on with both sides fitful and uneasy, the horde unable to rest because of their guard duties, while the crows were kept awake by the constant tirades of their leader's wife. It was still 7 hours to dawn when Nightshade slipped back into camp with news for Swart.
Lord, there is a deep winding ravine not far from here. A stream runs through the centre of it, and I think there are caves on the stream bank. I saw no sign of other creatures there.
Swart stood and drew his sword decisively.
Right, tell the captains to get this lot moving. We'll get to the shelter of this ravine and take cover in the caves. Then I can figure out what to do about these crows.
The horde entered the gorge in darkness, stumbling over the rocky defile at the shallow end of the ravine, still beset by the crows. It was a scene of chaos. Swart and his captains yelled commands at the horde beasts above the cawing din of the birds. Vermin fired arrows and slung rocks willy-nilly. Others jabbed at the night sky with spears. Splashing through the stream, they bundled into the shaded gloom of the caves. There was not room for all the horde soldiers, and many were forced to shelter amid the lupin and brambles of the steep ravine sides. Swart had managed to light a fire in one of the caves. He looked around at the rushes and dry grass pallets in the corners, then said to the vixen,
"So, you saw no sign of any other creature, eh? Well, who lives in these caves? Tell me that."